time for the shock collar question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it wrong, they don't get shocked. I'm sorry. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked this morning? Jose has drawn a name out of that because he had the shock collar last. Who'd you get?
Jubal.
Made it. All right. I've got the shock collar. While I'm putting that on, Jeffrey, please read me the shock collar question of the day.
Double Dare was a popular children's game show that aired on Nickelodeon in the 1980s and 90s. It was famously hosted by TV personality and comedian Mark Summers, who taped more than 500 episodes and became the face of the show. But did you know Mark wasn't actually their first choice to be their host? In fact, Nickelodeon originally offered the hosting job to another famous comedian who turned down the role in order to join the cast of Saturday Night Live, where he became a household name. Who was it?
Oh, wow.
Whoa. I totally remember Double Dare.
And good job to the dude who turned it down and went to SNL instead.
What are you talking about? Mark Summers is having a really killer career right now.
Yeah. He does have a show on the Food Network.
Does?
Yeah,
does he?
Or he
For
used
real?
To. Yeah, it was called Unwrapped, where he'd go around to factories and see how they like make candy and stuff.
Oh, did he did he slime that? People if they did it wrong?
No, it was a lot less interesting than Double Dare. Read it one more time, Jeff.
Double Dare was a popular children's game show that aired on Nickelodeon in the 1980s and 90s, and it was famously hosted by TV personality and comedian Mark Summers. But did you know Mark wasn't actually their first choice to be their host? In fact, Nickelodeon originally offered the job to another famous comedian who turned down the role in order to join the cast of Saturday Night Live. Who was it?
80s and 90s.
My first thought is Will Ferrell.
That was mine too. Yeah, I was thinking him.
But was that? That's too
He's
old.
Too late of
'90s
though, huh? On
you
SNL.
Think?
He had just gotten on in like the 2000s, I think. Like
no,
early.
It wasn't 2000s when Will Ferrell was on.
Late '90s, early 2000s.
What about David Spade?
That was another one I was just thinking too, because he was really big, late '80s, early '90s.
Not physically, but yeah.
No,
yeah.
He's never been physically big.
I'm thinking older though. Like I'm thinking someone who was in like their mid 30s in the '80s or '90s.
What if it was a female? I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be a male host.
That's true.
It's true too.
You know,
that's
especially
a really good
Nickelodeon.
Point.
Like it could have been a Tina Fey or an Amy Poehler, but
yeah,
someone
Brooke,
a little bit older.
That's good. All I can think about is like Chevy Chase and like, but that's still too old.
I'm gonna go with David Spade.
Really?
Yeah, I think David Spade. I could see him hosting Double Dare.
Okay.
Before settling on one-time magician Mark Summers, Nickelodeon's Double Dare originally offered the hosting job to another famous comedian who turned down the position so he could join the cast of Saturday Night Live. And over the next 7 years, that man made himself a household name with breakout characters like the church lady and Garth from Wayne's World, talking about comedian Dana Carvey.
Yeah, he definitely made the right choice.
Yeah, he did.
All right,
good
that
job,
means
Dana Carvey.
I get shocked. I pass the remote over to Jose, and Young Jeffrey gave me the lyrics to Zippity Doodah.
This song. So you probably don't know it because you didn't have a childhood.
I think I know. I think it annoyed me as a child.
Yeah, great. Everyone's having a good day. I get it.
All right. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay, my oh my, what a wonderful day, plenty of sunshine heading my way, zippity-doo-dow!
You wanted that earlier though, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
I saw a black hole opening up behind him as he was singing.
Every time he said zippity.
All right, the show is done. Anything you missed on the show, you can always find online. And today's show was produced by Steve, Winky Face Eggplant Emoji Boyd, and Jeff Thumbs Up Peach Emoji DeBeau. Have a good one. We'll see you later.